Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, April 9th, 7:32 Central Time. Thursday morning means we get to check in with Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy.
Did you swim over this morning?
Oh, my goodness. I just came from Minnesota, and we are getting all the rain here in St. Louis that we really, really need up there. Mm-hmm. So behind our home in Minnesota, there is this wetlands, and so there's like this pond that we look out on. Mm-hmm. It is mud. There's just very little snow over the winter, very little rain. So if we could just send a little bit of this north, that would be much appreciated. Oh my goodness. And then flying in last night, that'll be my part of my devotion. Very cool. Flying back over the storm.
Oh.
Very cool. Hold on to that for the devotion.
I'm sure that was interesting.
Keep listening, everybody.
Oh my. Well, when you look around here in the St. Louis area, everywhere is wetlands today.
And the parking, even the parking last night when I had my car parked at the airport, and the bottom level of the parking ramp was just, you drove through just ankle deep water.
Yeah.
And so it was just, I'm glad my car wasn't parked there.
I'm on a little different schedule and was coming in a little bit later this morning. And of course, I'm not sure if it's worth it to come in a little later, because then I deal with all those commuters.
I know, really. What are all those people doing on the road when you are trying to get somewhere?
I also got delayed because of the storms, and I ended up in about 6 inches of water probably at one point. It was a little scary.
Turn around.
Don't drown.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, my thought for today for LSS happened to come by way of Minneapolis Tribune. So I was home this this week, and in Monday morning's newspaper, the Variety section, it had this great big picture of a head, and the title was Head Strong, How to Keep Your Brain in Tip-Top Shape.
All right, I'm ready.
So I thought about that, and obviously at Lutheran Senior Services, we are very conscious of that memory decline that often happens with aging. The interesting thing is, on the Alzheimer's Association website, they've got a little video, and the video that talks about their statistics actually starts with this phrase, "Everyone with a brain is at risk for Alzheimer's." And so, when you really think about that, that's a scary thought, because there are more than 5 million people living in America with Alzheimer's. It's the sixth leading cause of death, more than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. And one of the pieces of the video that was interesting for me is that it also talked about the fact that I can't remember the percentage, but a high percentage of Alzheimer's doesn't really get named by doctors. Mm. So you go in for cancer, you've got this, all the tests, they can spot a tumor, they can see it on a PET scan, they name it, you know what you're dealing with. Alzheimer's doesn't always happen that way. So there's so many related memory impairments. But I thought I would just share these four ideas that came on the Head Strong page. And it says brain aerobics. If you're right-handed, try brushing your teeth with your left hand. Take a different route to work. Change your schedule. You just did that, Andy.
And it made my brain hurt.
Here's an interesting one. Shower with your eyes closed. Or for the truly bold, walk backwards. Doing neurobics, performing routine activities in a different way, forces your brain to avoid operating on autopilot. The second one, food for thought. Eating blueberries helps protect the brain from stress that causes memory loss. They may also make you smarter, sort of. Animal studies show that the Blue Wonder fruit kickstarts the brain's learning capacity and motor skills. Give your brain a rest. Actually, there are five here. I don't know how to count. So the third is give your brain a rest. One of the most important things you can do is to get plenty of Z's. A basic human impulse, sleep allows the brain to sort through information it has been accumulating all day. Number four, mind games. Want a better brain? Make a game of it. An explosion of mobile apps touts the benefits of brain training puzzles. And then finally, I thought this one was pretty interesting. Energy drinks. Here's a no-brainer. Drinking coffee makes you more alert. The trick is, as I'm sitting here really alert, the trick is not to overdo it or you'll wind up in major brain fog. But moderate caffeine consumption helps the brain to focus. So those are some ideas for headstrong, keeping your brain in tip-top shape. And of course, at Lutheran Senior Services, we do have our memory care programs at all of our continuing care retirement communities.
I am a fan of blueberries.
I like blueberries too.
We eat them frequently in our house.
So. One of my favorite things to do is to actually freeze them and then, just kind of stick them on a plate and freeze them and then take them out as frozen and munch the frozen blueberries. That way, I don't have to worry about them spoiling because they're in the refrigerator and they just have that little extra crisp and that little extra cool.
Yeah, I'll use frozen fruit, sometimes blueberries, in my smoothies in the morning when I make a shake before I head out in the morning.
Well, start scooping them up and you can also eat them just as that little snack, scooping up that frozen blueberries. So I think it's very obviously doing these five things aren't going to guarantee anything. But I think it's simply one of those thoughts that we keep in mind that, we have been given this body. It is ours to take care of. And as we talked about last week, that live long, die short idea is that there are some very intentional things we can do to take care of our body. There are some very intentional things we can do to take care of our brain. So let's remain headstrong.
Sure.
So my devotional thought for today, going back to those storms, was last evening, I did find it interesting. I was flying from Minneapolis to St. Louis, and they were saying on the online that the plane was going to leave on time, but it was going to be delayed arriving. So I figured out already that we were going to be flying around, instead of like flying straight south. So I figure we probably went around it because it was a much longer flight than it typically was. But, or typically is, but it was fascinating. I was in a window seat and we were flying over this bank of heavy, heavy clouds and there were literally hundreds of thunderheads. They were the most fascinating shapes. They just popped up out of there. So you saw like one looked like a squirrel with a tail up and one was a profile of Lincoln and one looked like an alien spaceship that was landing and that little light comes down. Of course, my imagination was at play, but I was sitting on the right side of the plane toward west. And so behind this bank of clouds and thunderheads was this incredible sunset.
Wow.
So you looked out at it, and I just looked at it, and I thought, I'm flying above the storm. I know what those thunderheads can produce. You all had it here yesterday. We may have it here later on today. We know what havoc can be wreaked by thunder or by thunderheads and thunderstorms. Yet here I was flying above the storm. Made me think of the Isaiah chapters of On Wings Like Eagles. Made me think of a lot of things. But as this Easter season, as we're in this Easter season, and we come upon the time when we take a look at that story of Doubting Thomas, I also could not help but think about the fact that when Jesus came into that room with those frightened disciples, locked inside. They did not know what had happened. They did not know what was going to happen to them. His first words were, "Peace. Peace be with you." And there are so many storms. It was just, it reminded me of that phrase. I think I heard it. I either heard it or I read it years ago. There's a difference between living under the circumstances. So you ask someone, "How are you?" "I'm fine under the circumstances." There's a difference between living under the circumstances and living above the circumstances. And that does not come from us. That comes from what Christ has done for us. So that peace, I just felt total peace. There are many storms happening. There are many storms that each of us has in our lives. I wish you could all carry that visual that I had the opportunity to see. It was just a gift for me last evening. And so I know that to go above the storm is not in me, but it is Christ in me. So if anyone else is facing storms in their life today, think about that Doubting Thomas story where, actually the first part of the story where Thomas is not even there, when Christ comes in and in the midst of our fear, in the midst of our worry, in the midst of our anxiety, he comes with his scarred hands, his scarred side, and he says, "Peace." So let's all just hang on to that in this Easter season, and peace be with you.
And also with you. Thanks, Jane. Always great to talk with you.
You are very welcome. I won't be here for a few weeks. I will be home in Minnesota helping to care for my sister, who actually is beginning her journey today for her stem cell transplant. They'll start harvesting her stem cells. So speaking of being above the storm, she's just been a wonderful, we were just texting back and forth this morning, and I just shared that visual with her, and she was like, I give God the glory. Mm-hmm. He is the one who will walk me through this. So I will be journeying with her for a few weeks, caring for her afterwards. And so one of my colleagues, Anne-Marie Utek, will be here filling in for me.
Great.
And blessings on your share-a-thon. I'm not able to join you, but I will be with you in spirit.
Thanks, Jane. Well, God's blessings, safe travels, and certainly we'll
Thank
be lifting
you.
Up you and your sister and family in prayer this week and in the coming weeks.
Live above the circumstances.
Thanks. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got more His Time. Hope you can stick around for more conversations right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.